I'm Tom Crane in the Twin Cities. Thanks for joining us for the news here on All Things Considered from NPR News. Researchers at Mayo Clinic and the University of Minnesota say they are close to releasing tests that would tell whether a person has had and has recovered from COVID-19. These antibody tests would help public health officials understand the scope of the infection and identify people who could safely be in public to help with relief efforts. Ellie Thiel is director of the Mayo Clinic lab that's evaluating commercial tests, and she joins me now to tell us more. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, what is an antibody test first?
So antibodies essentially recognize the virus and can help inactivate and kill it. And it's important to know that these types of tests are different than all of the molecular tests that are being done off of nasal swabs or throat swabs. Those tests detect viral genetic material, whereas these serology antibody tests are detecting a person's immune response to that virus. And it takes, in some cases, 10, 11 days for a person to mount an immune response and produce these antibodies. So these serologic tests aren't going to be used as a diagnostic in patients that are presenting with 2 or 3 days of symptoms.
Tell us how soon they'll be ready.
So very soon at Mayo, we hope to have a serologic assay available as early as next week.
When you say assay, what does that mean?
That is basically another term for test. Assay, test, same thing. We will be doing kind of a slow rollout because similar to the situation with molecular tests, there's a limited supply of these assays. We're hoping that commercial manufacturers will ramp up here in the next few weeks so that we can make it available much more widely.
Then it can go straight to what? To doctors, public health departments, or is FDA approval needed? How does that work?
So FDA approval is not needed. However, laboratories that are offering these tests have to go through a very rigorous process to make sure that the test they're offering is providing the right results. So clinicians will be able to order this in individuals that they think, you know, having a result would be helpful to either guide a return to work or further quarantining. Also, you may have heard about the convalescent plasma treatment trials that are ongoing.
No.
So there's, you know, as we wait for antivirals and vaccines to be developed and deployed, we need some sort of bridging therapy. So the idea here is to identify individuals that have recovered from COVID-19, collect their plasma, which has antibodies in it, make sure that they have antibodies to SARS-CoV-2, and then use that plasma to treat acutely ill patients because we're basically providing somebody else's antibodies to ill patients who maybe don't have an immune response mounted yet, and these antibodies would essentially help to fight off the virus.
How close are we on that?
So clinical trials are starting very soon, both here at Mayo Clinic as well as many other locations across the U.S.
I want you to tell us why it is important to have this information about how many people have been infected, even if they're recovered.
So there's a couple of reasons. One, we know there's a significant number of individuals that have been infected without symptoms. So knowing the true number, the true denominator of individuals that have been exposed to and infected with COVID-19 would allow us to determine the true case fatality rate. And then the other reason this is important is identifying when, as a community, as a region, as a nation, we've reached herd immunity.
Ellie Thiel is the director of Mayo Clinic's Infectious Disease Serology Lab. Thanks so much for the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.